Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk. Big news in Washington this week. Yesterday, the Bureau of Land Management started the process to rescind the illegal public lands rule. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council challenged the rule in a 2024 lawsuit because it violated the multi-use mandate and would have paved the way for the federal government to remove family ranching operations and other uses from these working lands. The livestock industry fought back against the rule that looked to remove cattle from the American rangeland and upend generations of legal precedent. Cattle producers were not asked to give any input until the rule was already drafted. NCBA President Buck Weirbein described it as not a rulemaking to improve daily life for Americans, but a shot across the bow of an entire industry. This week's action rescinds the rule and helps preserve the multi-use mandate under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act, and it is a positive development for agriculture and other natural resource industries. In other news, we're now just less than 2 weeks out from the 96th Annual NDSA Convention and Trade Show set for September 24th through the 26th in Minot. The trade show is always a popular draw, and this year will be no exception, with nearly 50 vendors showcasing their services and wares all 3 days of the convention. It, of course, will be coupled with educational speakers, a ranching for profit workshop, policy development sessions, and more. The Grand Hotel, the convention headquarters, has sold out, but additional room blocks are available at nearby hotels. Booking and discounted rate information can be found on the NDSA's website and Facebook page. Finally, today, as we commemorate the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States, yesterday's assassination of a young political leader, and the other recent violence in our nation, we cannot help but have a heavy heart, thinking about the beautiful lives lost in these senseless acts. Freedom of speech and religion were what wove our great nation together, and these tragedies hurt to the core across America and across the political spectrum. Our prayers for the families and all who are mourning today. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To join our team, visit ndstockman.org or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a good Thursday.